Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to complete reflections this week on the readings that the church gives us from the first few chapters of St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians. It's life-transforming wisdom that Paul gives us. He shares with us the mystery of what God has done in Jesus, and that means what he's done in everyone who's baptized into him, and what he's done for the sake of those who do not yet know him. And the church, when the church lives in the mystery, when the church lives in with a revelation, an understanding, a faith experience, a convincing knowledge of what God has done and what treasures we've been given and how valuable they are, this is what gives us, you know, light. This is what makes us, Paul says, you know, or Jesus said, you know, you're the light of the world. This is where it comes from. It's living in the light of what Jesus has revealed. And it's so important for us to be able to listen to the teaching of St. Paul in the Spirit, pray and ask the Holy Spirit who's been sent, who's the one Paul himself said, it's the Spirit who reveals the full mystery of God's plan, ultimately in the depth of our hearts. It's the revelation and the deep conviction and knowledge that we are God's children. The creator of the universe loves us intimately and calls us his children and loves us. Think about if you're a parent or a grandparent, those special moments that you have with your children when they're little or whatever, where you just feel just an overwhelming love. You'll do anything for them. You'll lay down your life for them. And it's such a treasure, and it lifts the heart and it brings so much joy. That's just a little tiny experience of what God the Father wants us to come into and experience ourselves in relationship to him and to understand his love for us. And it's a foretaste of what eternal life is going to be, but yet far beyond that. So I'm going to take a look today at, finish some things from chapter 3 in St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, and then chapter 4, and we'll be done. Thanks for joining me today. Lord, we ask you to send the power of your Holy Spirit upon us. Holy Spirit, we ask you to work a miracle in us. Help us see what Jesus sees. Help us feel what Jesus feels. Help us know what Jesus wants us to know. Holy Spirit, we love you. We thank you. Open our eyes. Heal our hearts. Empower our wills to live and walk in the footsteps of Jesus. Pray this morning for the gift of freedom, the freedom of the children of God. Lord, have mercy on us. Our country is so divided and angry and confused, and the struggles in the culture and around the world are very, very intense and they're oppressive. Lord, help us to find in you a stable rock upon which we can stand. Help us to lift our eyes to the heavens where our help comes from you who made the heavens and the earth. Come, Holy Spirit, in power. Chapter 3, verse 14. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he might grant you to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man. So Paul talks about, let's join him. We bow our knees before the Father, our Father in heaven, and every family has been named by God the Father. He knows you. He's named you. He loves you. He wants to come and dwell with you in your home, help you establish the domestic church. He wants to bring healing and light and strength and faith into your family. He said that according to the riches of his glory, Jesus glorified at the right hand of the Father, and all the riches of heaven and earth are given to him, that he might grant you to be strengthened. Lord, we pray today that we would be strengthened with might, the might of the risen one, Jesus Christ. How? Through his Spirit. Where? In the inner man. Holy Spirit, you dwell in us. We are a temple of the Spirit of God, the temple of the Holy Spirit. God is indwelling us. Holy Spirit, we ask you to help us grasp that treasure, the inestimable value of what Jesus has given us. Help us to think about it, live from it, walk in it, cherish it, rejoice in it, accept it. Come, Holy Spirit. Verse 17, he said, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. Yes. Deepen that gift in us. Faith is not only the belief in everything Jesus taught, the church teaches about him, but it's also the radical abandonment of our lives and trust to him. Deep, deep trust and security that flows from the knowledge of his constant love and mercy that flows towards us and in us. That you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Boy, there is a mouthful there in verse 18. But that faith helps us to be rooted and grounded in love. It's being rooted and grounded in the Spirit who has brought to us the love of the kingdom. It's in us now, our hearts. Remember, the prophets said God was coming to take our hearts of stone and to replace them with a heart of flesh, that is, a heart that knows how to love, and a heart that is empowered by the presence of the Spirit to love God and neighbor. That's the core of it right there. Lord, we ask for the miracle of that love where our hearts are so filled with, you know, self-protection, Lord, and fear and anxiety, anger, bitterness, unforgiveness, Lord, lust, all those things. And the world just intensifies those temptations in us. As the world is living, it's like a culture of rage that's around us. Lord, we ask you to bring peace. We want to walk in that Spirit. We want to walk in love. We want to comprehend by the power of God what's happening in the lives of the saints who've come into an understanding of the breadth and the length and the height and the depth of the love of Christ, which surpasses all knowledge. So here's, friends, you see that Paul's saying, this is a knowledge, the height, the breadth, the life, the depth of Christ's love. It surpasses regular human knowledge. We need the grace of the Spirit to give us understanding, supernatural help to see the depth of this treasure. And Jesus promised, if you hunger for it, if you thirst for it, you're going to get it. Let's help each other continue to hunger and thirst. And we cry out, Holy Spirit, make it known. Help us see this treasure. Friends, this will be the source of hope and life and joy. This alone can do that in the midst of a mad, mad, crazy world. And the hostilities and the confusion, the brokenness that's everywhere. The saints encountered it, it transformed them, and they began to live from a different source. Not the source of the flesh, but the source of the Spirit that's within us. Paul's saying that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. We unite our hearts to that prayer. Father, we want to be filled with your fullness, in the fullness of what's in your Son Jesus. Verse 20, now to him who by the power at work within us is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think. Friends, do you believe that about yourself? That what's in you is a power, the power of the Spirit, the power that raised Jesus from the dead, that's able to do far more abundantly than we can ask or think. And he's doing it because he's preparing us for glory. And I think it's rare that we really stop and lift our minds and hearts to the destiny that we have and what we've been given, and the down payments already been made in the Holy Spirit. You are so valuable in the mind of Christ. Friends, this veil of tears is going to be over soon. We'll be dead soon, but he wants us to live in this time in faith, hope, and love. And that comes through the grace of the Spirit as we cooperate. Can't say enough about how important it is for us to read God's Word, to be empowered by the Spirit, to get our minds renewed. The Word of God is like a fresh, clean, pure water that just washes over our minds and purifies us. Lord, we ask you to just let that cleansing water of the Spirit just flow over our minds and hearts. When that happens, we live a different way of life. So in chapter 4, today's reading, Paul steps into, he begins to exhort us to walk now in this grace. He says, for example, brothers and sisters, I, a prisoner for the Lord, he reminds us again that he's in chains, he's in jail because of his proclamation of the gospel, but he's right where he's supposed to be. He's in the will of God for his life. He said, now I urge you. What's Paul urging us about? He's urging us to do what? He says, to live in a manner that is worthy of the call you have received. So all these wonderful things, the dignity of Christ in us, his work, the power in us to do far more, as we just read, than we can even ask or imagine. We're united to God himself and we're born again as children of God. Paul said, okay, now live in that. Live in that. Don't just let it be a thought and that we live just like the world lives. He's saying, you have a new power and a new capacity to live a new way of life. Now walk in it. Trust God's power to help you. Well, what does it look like? Paul says, walk this way in all humility, in gentleness, with patience, bearing one another through love, striving to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Paul just told us for 2 chapters, all that God did to make peace between each one of us and God himself. Jesus said, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give you, I've done it. I'm giving you this relationship with the Father, and I live in it. And that peace, that grace, my work makes you brothers and sisters. And I want peace between you, and there's a power now in you in the Spirit that's unifying you. So Paul talks about it. He says, strive to preserve the unity of the Spirit. The line he mentioned earlier, I urge you to live worthy of the call that you have received with all humility, gentleness, and patience. Remember what Jesus said, come and learn from me. I'm meek and humble of heart. It's the only place in the gospel where Jesus distinctively talks about characteristics of his life like this, where he says, well, this is what I'm like. I'm meek and I'm humble. Meek, we've talked about it before in the program, is strength under control. It's not Melvin Milquetoast who just gets rolled over. It's the strength that putting all the powers God has given to us, mind, heart, will, energies, under the grace and the will of the Holy Spirit, under the guidance of the Spirit. And the humility is, think of Philippians 2, Jesus emptied himself. He became the servant of all. So this is what Jesus is like. He's humble and he's gentle and he's patient. What is the Spirit looking to work in you to produce humility, gentleness, and patience? Boy, we need this now. Think about the craziness of the rage culture that's going on. What a radical witness we can be if we lay hold of the Spirit's work in us who's seeking to produce these very characteristics of Jesus. May we look like Jesus, walk like Jesus, love like Jesus. Brothers and sisters, have a great weekend. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.